It's 91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cozera. In the studio with us today, Vaden Todd Lewis from the Toadies for today's live sessions. Man, thanks so much for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
And you're playing tomorrow night at the Kessler Theater in Oak Cliff doing an acoustic show, and Will Johnson will be there too. Would you mind just go ahead and starting us off with a song?
Yeah, sure. Play something new off the latest record. This is called Magic Bullet. Finds herself in the home of a stranger. She senses there's an emptiness she can fill. She just wants to put her whole life behind her. She just wants something that she can call real. Takes her hand, the night is determined. And down this road, they know they must go. It just needs one more taste of his medicine. It just wants to forget the days that are gone. Time is not on its side, and there's only tonight. Time is not on its side, he's only got
It's Vaden Todd Lewis from the Toadies here in the studio with us today, 91.7 KXT. Man, excellent work. That's Magic Bullet, new music. In the mid to late 90s, it seemed like Possum Kingdom was arguably one of the coolest things on the radio. It was always playing. You could always hear it on the radio, even years after. So with that and Tyler, the album Rubberneck went platinum, but there were sort of personnel changes. Why did some members of the Toadies leave around this time?
Changed out our guitar player. When was that? 96? Wow, that was a long time ago. It was just personality differences. And so we got Clark in the band then, and he's been in the band ever since. And Clark Vogler is. Yeah, so he's still the new guy. But he's been in the band way longer than the original guy was. So, yeah.
Did you find that hometown fans were the most loyal, the most supportive of you and all that happened, or, you know, or have they always been?
Yeah, and that's saying something, because Toadies fans are die hard, man. It's cool. It's like, you know, we disbanded in 01. There's another personnel change, but our bass player quit. So I just called it quits on the whole music business at that point. And I started another band with Taz Bentley and Casey Hess called the Burden Brothers, and went out and toured with them for a while, and then got the Toadies back together in 07, I guess it was. And when we got back together, I just said, hey, let's do a record. I've got these songs. It's mostly done already. Let's just finish it out and then go in the studio. And then we'll go out and, you know, tour and drink beer and have fun like we're idiot 20-somethings again, you know what I mean? And when we went on the road, we were just shocked that our crowd had actually grown from when we left. And it was kids come up like, hey, I never heard of the band, but I really like that song of Guitar Hero, so I went out and bought all the records and signed my T-shirt.
Do you think it was the time signatures and Possum Kingdom made the challenge to play that, to put it on Guitar Hero?
Yeah, I have never even played that game, so I don't know. Clark, who's all things game and technology, and my guitar player, he said it's way harder to play on Guitar Hero than it is on a guitar.
So Feeler, which was supposed to be your second album, the label wouldn't accept it. What was the reason the label gave you for turning it down?
Well, that's a good major label story. They approved it. And we went and spent a ton of money on the recording of it, because, you know, you can't do anything for cheap on a major label. It just doesn't have any merit if it's not really expensive. That's the thinking. At least it was then. Anyways, ton of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars down the toilet, and then sent them they wanted to hear the mixes, the rough mixes, before we went to mix it with Andy Wallace. And they said, nope, not approved anymore. Go back to the drawing board. You know, based on the songs that they had already heard and approved. So I don't know what their beef was. Meanwhile, like everything, it got leaked on the internet, and, you know, variations of it, like those recordings clumped in with some demos of other stuff. I don't know how people got this stuff. Basically, we waited out our 10-year re-record clause and then went to L.A. and re-recorded the songs that we wanted to off of that record and mixed them the way that we had heard them to begin with. And, put that out. Yeah.
Well, it's Vaden Todd Lewis from the Toadies. He's in studio today for the KXT live sessions on 91.7 KXT. And you play at the Kessler tomorrow night. Would you play us another song?
Sure. Let's go back to the Burden Brothers. This is a song called Conditional. And yeah, it's a pretty song.
Sofa with your tail between your legs. I won't pretend that I know you, but I wish just one time I could get inside your head. And all the treasures that you hide in, and all your secrets never safe, writing up two lines of frustration, I read it on your face. Oh yeah, yeah. You know I love you even when you run away from me, but I don't wanna chase you anymore. So if you have to go away, then I won't make you stay. Just lie awake and listen for the door. With their lack of direction, eyes set in red, need of affection, wind up on my bed. Oh yeah, they're never safe with me. Won't let you be my God, won't let you be my slave. What else is there left to be? You know I love you even when you run away from me. And I don't wanna chase you anymore. So if you have to go away, then I won't make you stay. Just lie awake and listen for the door.
It's 91.7 KXT. It's Vaden Todd Lewis from the Toadies playing for you live here in this studio, and 91.7 KXT for the KXT live sessions. A great Burden Brothers song called Conditional. You play at the Kessler tomorrow night. You're doing an acoustic show, and Will Johnson's going to be there.
Yeah, Will Johnson will be opening up, and he's just an awesome talent. And I'll have my buddy Casey Hess coming in and sitting in with me for a few songs. He is my cohort, one of my cohorts in Burden Brothers, so it's going to be a great night.
You know, I read an interview, and you know, it was an old interview, but in it you pretty much said you weren't into digital recording at the time. You know, it's a great point that you made. Digital recording, you don't even need to know how to sing. All you need is someone who knows how to do Pro Tools or some other, you know, digital platform. They can tune your vocals and such, and it sounds just, well, it sounds fake is what you said. And a lot of bands nowadays are tracking just live to actual tape and doing little, if any, overdubbing or editing. Do you still prefer to record a tape?
I've come over to the digital side, but you've got to learn how to reel it in because your options are literally limitless on anything you do. Let me back up a little bit. We started off, the first record was all analog onto 2-inch 32-track tape. Drum edits, if there was a sloppy fill, which were very rare, honestly, but they would literally find the gap if there was too much space between snare hits, find it on the tape, mark it with chalk or whatever marker, cut it out with a razor blade, and then tape it back together. And then once that was all done, run it off to 1/2-inch, I think it was, go over to Andy, he would sequence it. He'd cut out the songs, hang them on the wall. And then I would pick out what order and what space between them, and he would put them together off the wall, tape them back together, and that's our master tape. So it was very old school. Yeah. The second record was when Hell Below Stars Above, when digital was kind of coming around. So it was recorded all analog, mixed digitally. And then Feeler, some of my frustration was that it was the first time that we'd gone in with Pro Tools to record. And so it was, you know, all these, like I said, limitless possibilities for what you can do. And so that took a lot of time, a lot more time than we were used to. And, but, you know, it's one of those things that once you realize that there is a program, there's literally a program that you can plug into your drum track and it will make the drums perfect. It's just, you know, the lyrics are, you know, I like to singers that can sing, but can really sing. we basically, to get all the way back to your question 25 minutes ago when I started my rant, is we try to treat it like it's analog and go in and find the great guitar tone. And you have to kind of figure out what else is going to be going on in the song, because that's a great guitar tone, but what if you have this guitar tone over here and it mashes together? You just kind of have to think ahead and plan it all out like your old school limited overdubs. And it really is a lot more, it's a lot scarier and quick and funner to do it that way.
It's Vade and Todd Lewis here at 91.7 KXT joining us today for KXT's live sessions. Plays at the Kessler tonight, and Will Johnson opening the show.
Hey, I got to plug our festival.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. We have Dia de los Toddy 6 coming up this year. It's going to be September, I want to say 13 and 14.
And this year it's back home, isn't it?
It's back home in Fort Worth, yeah, at Panther Pavilion. It's going to be a blast. We're still finalizing the direct support, but it's going to be nut job cool. It's going to be two nights, and night one is going to be our it's not unplugged. It's just a weird set that we do, kind of chill, and like you guys have a version of Tyler from night one of one of the Dia de los Toddies, and where I play mandolin, and you know, so it's all upside down, Rhodes piano, and just all sorts of really weird set. And then that's night one with a chill opener. And kind of an intimate, we try to limit it to 300 to 500 tickets or something like that. And then night two is just out the wazoo. Two stages, tons of bands, tons of people. It's going to be just a blast.
Once again, Vade and Todd Lewis here in the studio with us. Vade and Todd Lewis from the Toddies plays tomorrow night at the Kessler. Man, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Would you mind taking us out with Possum Kingdom?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.